Well, no, I'm standing out here after you left. So if you're not showing up...
We were here.
You were here, yeah.
Well, you can't say that.
All right.
You can't say that.
That's the context of it, though, is that you weren't here. If you're not coming back, that's what I meant to say.
Today, 13th.
Now, what's the meeting for? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. We've done said our piece over there. We know.
So are you
that.
Coming back and finishing up? Are you leaving the job? Or
no,
you quitting?
I'm not leaving the job. But I got a red flag come up, and I'm bothered because when you made the statement over there, you're not going to get paid, that bothers me. Okay?
I didn't mean it in that way.
Well, that's what you're saying, though, Jim. Don't try to get your way out of it again.
I'm not trying to get my way out of it. Here's the thing, Boomer and Alonzo. We could have resolved this thing, but there's no chance when I am not allowed to speak. As soon as I explain how I got to where I'm concluding, before we start, before I get into it, you are dismissing me, yelling, you are ignoring what I'm having to say, and here's what's really bothering me most of all, is that on the project, we laid it out, that extra space over there that I asked you to do, and I asked Alonzo if you would put some pad in there, was very carefully considered. And when we were over there to look at that one bush, and there was only one, Alonzo says there were two. There was only one bush.
Now there's only one?
There was only one bush that I needed removed.
Did you remove it?
I did, not two bushes.
Okay, I know he's having it. You come back and told him to take the other one out.
No, I did not.
Okay, the conflict. Why would he?
Let me ask you this.
If you told him in a way, you said you had to come over here and talk to your wife and see what she said. You come back and said, take it out.
Yeah, it's going to be in my way.
It's going to be in my way.
Okay.
Why would we take something out and create more work for ourselves?
Exactly.
We took it out so that there would be the one that was going to be taken out.
No, but you guys are talking about the one you took out. There will be the other one.
Here's the thing. Let's talk about that one, okay? The one I took out and the stub that was remaining you removed for us. Okay, that we understand. But what you're claiming is that I said take out this other one.
You said it's going to be in the way.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Now, here's the reason I didn't say it. Because it is a very critical part of the landscaping over there. And you're assuming that I would come over there and say, take it out, and then say, wait, don't take it out. Does that make sense?
You know what? Tom even knows about that one.
Tom doesn't know anything.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
There.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know.
Same as that pad that we put the water on that you made me do.
Okay, but you're saying... Wait a minute.
I don't want to jump on another subject. You're hung on this bush for I don't know how long now, but go ahead. Go ahead.
You just said another thing, that Tom was a witness to me telling you to take that other one out. That's what you said.
He said.
That's what you said.
Mm-hmm. He knows about it.
Wait a minute. He knows about
why,
what?
Why would I... Why
does he know?
Look, you came over here and said, I'm going to call my wife. And then you went back and you said, take it out because the garage is going to... That's going to be in the way.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's
how much is that bush worth?
Which one? We've already...
Well, I mean, if I messed up, fine. How much is it worth? And I'll pay for it.
Well, there you go. Nothing.
Okay, settled.
Settled.
Okay.
Why don't we keep on property about this for three freaking days now? Okay? And it's stupid. Argue about that bush. It's gone. I don't know. I wasn't here. And you also didn't okay all the stuff you did over there through me because I wasn't here. And we were supposed to have communication. Wait a minute. Now let me talk.
What stuff? I'm just asking.
For communication. We sat right across the table. Now we need to talk and have communication. But then you go do all of that stuff.
Do what stuff? Please identify stuff.
The pads. The two extra pads you added on to item four.
You're talking about what this extra area is, okay?
Extra area. You got two extra areas.
I talked to Alonzo about it.
Yeah, and I asked you to talk to call Boomer and tell him about
it. I did, and I remember I said to you.
I don't remember getting a phone call. I didn't call you.
I told you that Alonzo was concerned about us adding that on, and I wanted you to know about it.
Okay.
And this, by the way, is the real pad out here, right? Are you? This is the corner.
This is the road we went through. Here's where you added. Here's where you added on for the garage. Over here.
Let me tell you where I added it.
Okay, I want me to feel first. Okay, you come over and got me the other day. You said, come on over here, we had to do this right now. And I said, well, let me go over there and look at it.
I didn't say it. Alonzo said it.
Whatever.
And I came over to get you.
Whoever said it. You wanted to borrow my truck to go there and water it.
I was only trying to help.
So we went over there, we pulled right up here, Tom and I. We parked right here, and we watered this area. And it was already staked out. And you said, you don't have to do that. Just put dry in there. I said, no, I'll go over there today and get good material out of the wash. We'll put over there and do it. That's what we did Saturday before we left. And we built the area that was staked out here. And you're claiming that Lonzo moved the stake. So why would we add work onto ourselves? Why would we make a pad bigger? That don't even make sense, Jim.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Okay. And he's not lying. He didn't do it. You come over there and you put them stakes over there. So that's what we did. You went over there Saturday and looked at it. You seen us working. You were over there. Now, if you had a problem with it, you should have said something then.
The reason I didn't go look at what you were actually doing is because I trust that you're going to do everything that you say you are. I put the stakes out there.
Okay.
And so I'm not monitoring or doing an inspection. Now, you drew your diagram. This is the pad. And it went like, it goes like this and whatever. But this is the area up here. And you had a road. You have a road that you were using to bring in material for out here. This is the barrel, right? And so what I asked to do was, well, actually, the road is more like this. So I wanted to come. We came out 15 feet, 28 feet, and 45 feet. And I staked it. Now, when you came over, there was a bush right here.
And I thought we were getting off the bush.
But I just a reference. This was done like this. You had all that done. Alonzo did it. I asked him to do it. He said, check with you.
Done.
He did it, and then I went and got you after the fact, which probably was not right. And so now we needed to move this over, because this was only 38 feet by 28. So all the drawings are. And this was in the way because we wanted to come over more because there's a building going here.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about Alonzo and I said, well, we can take that up, but I can't do it without Ann knowing about it. Now, there's another big bush right here, which is Primo, and there's another civil here. So this is the one that we had all the discussion about. We never, ever, ever would I talk about that guy. But that's how my poor communication came across. Alonzo thought I was talking about this guy. We were talking about this guy. So I said, well, maybe we can just put AB in here and we don't have to worry about it. Then Ann and I came out here. She looked at it. She said, yeah, we can take that guy out. So I hooked a chain to it and pulled it out. And then we staked. We put a stake here and a stake here, 45 feet. And now it's 72 feet.
That border that we had staked was just right on the other side of that.
Yeah. So now it's down here, and this guy is gone. When I came out the other day, I thought, what the hell happened to that guy?
You're the one that told Boomer we needed water for that area that you're saying right there?
So
you're 75 foot long or something total in there now, I think.
Yes, it is. Yeah, 70.
By 30.
Yeah, by 28, by 70.
Your stakes there.
So I put the stakes here.
And moved them.
We didn't move them. Why would we move them?
I can't imagine. I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
No, it don't. What we're trying to tell you make sense. Why do I want to create more work, take my excavator clear over to here,
walk it
clear over there, and waste all that time to the excavator to dig more dirt so we can put the dirt in there right?
So
now that don't even make sense.
No, it doesn't.
That don't even make sense.
From the edge of the pad to that new staked area, that was just native ground low. So the native base did did need to come over to that. That was required to fill that up before the AV. Okay.
But when we drove in, when you came over with Tom and watered, you're saying that this was already over here like that.
Yeah, we watered the whole area. We watered the whole area in the morning, okay? And then the afternoon, like say Saturday before we left, we went over there and did it. Because I told you that morning, you're interrupting what we're doing over here, but I'll get to you. I can't stop what I'm doing to run over there and worry about that pad, but we did put water on it. Then we come back, went over there, took the excavator in there, he hauled the material over there with us, and we built that all in there. Okay? And that's what the stakes were. We have no reason to move stakes. Well, that's not even a benefit for me. You know? I got another two to three hours involved in just building the dirt, carrying the dirt over there, not counting the AV time putting it in there. I mean, why would I do that?
So the only thing that could have happened is you screwed up when you went and took this out and I didn't recognize it was gone when I came over and got you. Otherwise, I would have called it earlier. I can't imagine I didn't see it, but I'm going to accept the fact that I didn't. But I never, ever, ever said take that out.
Okay, look. Let me borrow your pen.
Yeah.
Right here was the bush you took out with your chain.
No, it was over here.
No, that's no. One.
That's only one I took
no,
out.
No, there was two. No, you didn't take it on this. This is the first one on the one pad. The one that you say I took out. And this one is, when you extended this, that's the bush that was there.
That's the one you pulled out.
I do. Maybe you're talking about the same thing here, because this...
But I think if you over-measured it, I mean, I don't know what you did, but...
I went 45 feet from there to here.
That's where your stakes were, and that's where Boomer was there. He was watering the area, you know. I'm not the only one.
Okay. I'm going to accept the fact that I didn't see this was already gone when we came out with you and watered. But I never, ever said, take that one out. And you did it. You took it out. And
okay.
It was never pointed.
We already settled that.
Yeah. But don't tell me that I said, take that one out. That's where
you
I'm coming
did.
Up.
I'm sorry, but you
come
did.
Back and call
then
and take
I'm
it
not
out.
Going to accept that.
I know you're not, but you did.
I did not. Why would I? You just, for
why
the same
would
reason,
I take it out if I was building around it?
Okay. For the same reason, why would you go to the extra, put these extra stakes in? That doesn't make any sense, right? Why would I tell you to take out a prize bush?
I don't know. Because
you
wanted
to
extend
it. No. It was a
misunderstanding. I thought we were going to get off of this cotton picking bush.
It's a misunderstanding.
It's done it over with.
It's a misunderstanding.
I got time for this. This is ridiculous. Over a bush. Okay. All I know, that where the stakes are there is what I water, and that's what we build in Saturday. Somebody put them over there, we didn't. It don't come to any of my benefit, whatever bushes were in there, were ever dead in the way and they got moved. Period. I don't know what else to say.
That's a good point.
It's old. It don't get the job done.
The work you're doing is good. It looks real good. And that's what the reason I haven't been monitoring. I haven't been looking at every little
well,
thing you do.
Well, last 2 weeks you've been monitoring. You've been dipping at my butt about something every day.
I have? Like
what?
It's
a little old.
Like what?
I don't even know.
Then
what, I don't
how
even
could
care.
It, how could you?
I don't,
even, you,
I don't even care.
Then why did you mention it?
Well, that's what you've been doing. Yeah. And why today, why would, in today would you call Dana Kempner and talk to Keith about a valve? Why are you doing this behind my back?
Here's why.
Called about the valve over here. You called Keith.
Here is why. For all I know, you're off the job.
Yeah.
And you're going to not come back.
Yeah.
I want to know if that pipe is paid for.
Yeah.
I want to know if if I'm on the hook for the rental.
Yeah.
And that's why I called. And I didn't ask him that, and I didn't say anything to demean you or to question you. I said, is there anything owing on this yet?
Yeah, I just got the pipe.
Yeah.
I got an open account there. So
So if you walk off the job...
Well, you said I was walking off the job.
But you left here without talking. You weren't taking my call, so I don't know where
to go. Take my call. I called you back when you called. We were down in Aaronsburg. So...
Oh. That's why I called.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't call Empire.
Whatever. Whatever you want to do.
So what's your timing? What do you think your timing is for the rest of the job if you're going to go forward?
Depends on how many more arguments we got to get into, Jim. You got to leave us alone. Let us work. Okay? You got AB over here. We say it isn't enough, but we'll go ahead and spread it out and see where it lands. I told you how it had to be figured. You ignored me on that fact.
Tell me again, please.
2 tons to the yard. Not 1.2 or 1.3 or 1.6. Time you compact it, water it, roll it down. Usually it averages out about 2 tons to the yard. I don't care what anybody. I've been doing this for too many years.
So it's 2 tons.
2 tons.
Times two.
Yeah, times two. Last time I was right on. This over here, I don't know what you ended up because you added some other pads on. So, but we measured it. I was over 300 or something. Right? Anything else? I'll give you this invoice here, so, on the pads.
When do you think the pads will be done?
Well, I've been done today.
Already.
Sorry?
I would have been done already.
So why did you leave?
Hmm?
Why did you leave?
We weren't going to do it anymore until we get these issues settled, period.
That's why it's not done?
Yeah. I tried. Okay. That should be solved. You can't blame me there.
So what's the resolution?
I don't know. Right there. I could have something in good faith now after what took place today and what
you're
you
not
said.
Getting it.
But you don't plan on paying me at all then?
No, I do. But okay. This has got to be finished.
We'll finish it tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk about it then.
Now, what are you going to tell me? I'm not going to keep doing more things and then get in the back. No. I don't please them. I've been screwed too many times. So.
First of all, you really think that I'm going to screw you?
I don't know. I didn't say you were. I just said I've been screwed too many times in the past. Okay?
I wonder why that would be. Why that happened all the time. I don't know.
But what you're trying to say is that you don't think we'll finish it. That's why you don't want to do it.
No. I'm not going to pay until it is finished.
That's right, because you don't trust them. That's what you're trying to say. Otherwise, I would have said, you know what? Go ahead. I'll go ahead. You finish it.
We'll finish it. We'll come out here tomorrow and finish it. Okay?
Sure. Of course you will. And,
okay.
Hey, we've got a word. If I say you want to finish it tomorrow, we'll finish it. I have to finish it.
We can't finish it. We're going to argue over what AB's left to take to finish it off, and then you hold it up for another 2-3 days. Because you don't buy what we're doing.
Alonzo and I went over that today. You want to go over it again?
No.
We'll go over and look at it?
I don't need to go over it. I said there was a place for hire or something, but he ain't finished with it. Nobody said it was finished.
I know that.
Okay. But you shouldn't even bring it up.
Why not?
Why? You think we're stupid?
No.
But then why bring it up?
Because I'm standing over there, and you got 10 inches of AB.
Yeah, he told you unfinished. We're not going to leave it.
And that's what he answered, and so I accepted it.
Okay.
Why? I can't ask the question? I can't come out and look at the work?
Yeah.
That's why I stayed away.
Yeah, you can go out and look at the work all you want. I know you go out and look at the work, because I see your tracks out there.
Sure. It's the first time I looked at the work was today, what you've done
over
there.
No, you had tracks over there the other day already. You drove down to the end of the water line where we were.
I
see the tracks.
Yeah, but I wasn't examining. What could I see?
Well, that's your prerogative. You own the property. I don't care. I'm just saying. Yeah. Oh. Okay? Alright.
Well, what's your take on this, Ann?
My take is that Boomer quoted a job, and when Boomer completes the job, you committed to pay it.
Fine.
By the way, just to remind you, I did pay an extra $2,000 last disbursement.
Yeah, it was 18 or not, whatever it was.
18?
Yeah.
And so, yep.
You need to remember in all of this too, whether you like to hear this or not. You probably held me up 2 weeks. I should have been done out of here because of that water. Don't forget that. Because you said the water was ready to go when we come. I spent a lot of money hauling that water out of town.
Yeah, you did. You spent $100.
Easy. Well, of course not. Just on gas. Yeah. And time. No production would get done.
There's nothing I could do about it. It wasn't something equipment failed.
Anybody else would bill you for all that time, for that bullshit. I haven't.
Why don't you go? Go ahead.
I don't want to start another argument at that point. I don't work that way.
Argument, just be fair.
You just want to get it done.
We're going to be fair. We want to be fair.
Yeah, we just want to get done. Okay? All right. We'll finish that pad off, whatever we got there. But finish it if you don't have no AB and you call for more AB and can't get it on that tweet. Now, that ain't fair to me. Okay? So.
You don't have enough AB there, Alonzo?
It's going to be close.
Yes.
So I get it all squared up tomorrow, I think it's going to probably be a
You mean the extra 72?
Yeah.
I don't know where it
was. So
you need one more load?
Let me start that tomorrow and then get working there. Because I think we've got to go around the whole thing and start whatever. And then I'll know.
Yeah.